Well, turning to the business of sports, a lot of people this morning still talking about that thrilling win the Bucks had over the Dallas Cowboys yesterday in the kickoff to the NFL season. We've got college football on tap tomorrow there. And there's been a significant shift in the landscape in college sports with athletes now able to cash in on their name, image, and likeness. UCLA basketball star Jalen Clark, just the latest to cash in on his name with the sophomore guard, becoming the first college athlete to release, stack his own cryptocurrency. It was bound to happen, but let's bring in somebody who's very familiar with the space, the chairman of Steinberg Sports, Lee Steinberg. Good to talk to you today. Talk me through what you've been seeing here in college, because it used to be a very clear divide between amateur sports and then professional sports. Now we're starting to see the lines blur. What does that mean from your standpoint?
Well, it's been a revolution in terms of players now being able to hire marketing agents from high school on and go ahead and brand themselves, market themselves, do NFTs, do all sorts of commercial deals. And we signed the quarterback from Oklahoma, Spencer Rattler, who's probably the best of the crop, and Malik Willis. And you now are able to, at a very early point in someone's career, commercialize and set up a brand, set up a logo, and now go ahead and market and sign deals. The primary beneficiaries of this will be quarterbacks at big football schools because of the popularity of the sport. And then women, had it come a little earlier, it was July 1st this happened, but in 2 months it's swept throughout the country, and you have whole teams getting endorsements, you have individuals getting endorsements, and it's opened up the floodgates.
Yeah, and as Akiko alluded to, now Jalen Clark, UCLA player there, launching his own cryptocurrency, and we've seen that from, I guess, maybe some of the younger stars out there, and now increasingly college athletes as well, whether it's crypto or NFTs, really pushing that. I mean, are you seeing that as kind of a larger ask now among athletes saying, look, I want to be paid in crypto?
They're making a very big push from the crypto community to try to get athletes into it. You might have seen Tom Brady did a ad for crypto. Our client Patrick Mahomes just did a tweet for crypto. So remember, for this younger generation, they view things very differently. So for some of us, it might be a shock to think you'd be with a new form of currency, but they grew up in this age and they're very familiar with the social currency being on Twitter and TikTok and Instagram. And they want to be owners of different franchises. So it's a revolution in terms of player power at an earlier age and a pushback to the NCAA.
As an agent, you're obviously in a position to advise your clients. And I wonder, with so many pitches coming through, especially in the crypto space, how do you vet those projects?
By making sure that whatever it is something that actually stands up to any regulatory agency, to make sure it's something that works in a product, and to try and make sure that it fits the image and brand of an athlete. But there's a limit to the number of deals that can be done in every product category. So you have to segregate the deals by, you know, clothing and apparel, breakfast cereals, cryptocurrency, into different categories, because many of those endorsers want exclusivity.
And finally, Lee, as you speak with college athletes who are now looking to cash in off their name, image, and likeness. Do you think this is likely to keep athletes longer in school? Now that they can make money, it isn't just about the cash waiting on the other end over in the NFL, in the NBA. How do you think that dynamic's likely to shift?
I think it does help keep college football quarterback who might go out as a junior. Now, if he really wants to finish college, he's already sitting maybe with seven figures in his bank account. So it's not the great lure. And I do think it could have that positive effect. The negative effect is creating a level of expectation. For example, there's Alabama quarterback now has $800,000, $1 million endorsement. He hadn't played a play until last week. So you have to be careful to not have the commercial applications create such expectations when a player's career is just beginning.
Lee Steinberg, chairman of Steinberg Sports, good to have you on this Friday. Appreciate the time.